This file is very simple and straightforward. Basically, it will turn you into a helpless robot. As soon as the trigger phrase is spoken, you will remain that way until you are normal. You will have full recollection of what happens to you during your time as a robot, and you'll even be aware that it has happened. You just will not be able to control yourself against whatever orders you are given. Okay, let's just start out very simply by letting yourself relax a bit. Just simply let yourself calm down. Let your breathing slow. Just let yourself relax and lie there comfortably for a few seconds. Don't worry about anything but listening to my voice. Just lie there, nice and comfortable. Now, allow yourself to be as lazy as you want to be, just listening quietly to the sound of my voice. And while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice, concentrate for a few moments on your breathing. Just concentrate on breathing slowly and steadily, just as though you were sound asleep or pretending to be sound asleep. And perhaps imagine just how comfortable you might look while you're relaxing there in your chair or wherever you happen to be. Using the power of your mind to see yourself in your mind's eye. And then, using the power of your mind to do whatever has to happen to make you look even more relaxed. And still thinking about your breathing. Making quite sure that each breath in lasts the same length of time as the last breath in. And each breath out lasts the same length of time as the last breath out. Even though each breath will probably be slightly shorter than each breath out, and while you're thinking about your breathing, noticing perhaps the weight of your head against the back of the chair or wherever you're lying, you're still listening quietly to the sound of my voice. And while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice, it may be that you'll become aware that you've forgotten to think about your breathing. But that's all right. You can just simply start thinking about your breathing again while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice and what I'm going to say here. In psychology, there's a rule called 7 plus or minus 2. And that means that most people can think of 7 things all at once, plus or minus 2. So you should be able to think of at least 5 things all at the same time. The sound of my voice. The steadiness of your breathing. The weight of your head, wherever you happen to be lying. And how you might look from the outside. And that's 4 things. So you can think of those 4 things while you're listening to the sound of the music I'm playing in the background. So now, that's 5 things. And I wonder if you can think about those 5 things, and then, at the same time, notice the way your feet feel, wherever they happen to be right now. And perhaps how your arms feel. And that's 7 things now. The sound of my voice. The weight of your head wherever it is. Whatever sounds there may be in the background. The way you look while you're relaxing there. Your breathing. Your arms. And your feet. And I wonder if you can now add in an 8th into all of that. I wonder if your mind is powerful enough to think of 7 plus 1 things. And then, just testing to see whether you can add yet another input to your senses so that you're thinking of 9 things all at once. That's 7 plus 2. thinking about all those 8 inputs to your senses, and then maybe adding an awareness of the way your eyes feel while you're thinking about all those other things. The weight of your head, your breathing, whatever background sounds there may be, how you look from the outside, the temperature of the room, your feet, your arms, the sound of my voice, and how your eyes feel. The weight of your head, your breathing, the sounds in the background, how you look from the outside, the temperature of the room, your feet, your arms, the sound of my voice, and how your eyes feel. And, of course, when anybody thinks of all these things, what they're really doing is scanning around them one after the other very quickly. So quickly, it feels as if you're thinking of them all at once. And in the world of computers, that's what we call time sharing. Sharing your available resources between the different tasks you are attempting to perform all at once. And that's why some people can think of only 5 things, because it's the limit of their memory, while others can actually think of 9 things. And I wonder how well your memory is working as you struggle to remember those 9 things. The weight of your head, your breathing, the sounds in the background, how you look from the outside, the temperature of the room, your feet, your arms, the sound of my voice, and how your eyes feel. And now you can think how good it will feel when you simply allow yourself to think of only the most important thing of all. Concentrating all your energies into that one most important thing of all. That is going to be easy to think of, now that you're going to allow yourself to think of only one thing instead of 9. And that one thing is how good it feels to think of only one thing. Thinking how relaxed you can be. That you're only thinking of how relaxed you might like to be. Relaxing in your mind and in your body. No need to think of anything at all, really. No need to do anything. Nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything, and absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do except relax. And now I want you to do something for me. I want to imagine that you are now breathing odorless anesthesia. Every time you breathe in, your body gets very, very relaxed. Have a nice deep breath now and inhale this anesthesia. You can feel all of your body starting to get limp and relaxed. Have another deep breath. Your body is getting all numb and loose. Have yet another deep breath. You notice it's getting difficult to think, and that all you can do is have deep breaths and relax. It is getting very, very hard to think now, and your body is completely relaxed. Each time you breathe, your mind gets cloudier and cloudier. It seems like your mind is very, very sleepy. Feel your mind get more and more sleepy. It is so nice and calm. All you will do now is listen to my voice and relax. Have another deep breath, not needing to think at all. Just listen to me. This time, you are 2 times more relaxed, and each time you breathe in, your relaxation will double. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. When I reach 1, you'll be completely deep and relaxed. 10. You are now beginning to get very deep. 9. With each number, you get deeper and deeper. 8. Relaxing totally. Mind and body completely numb. 7. Listening to me, relaxing more and more. 6. Feel the anesthesia relaxing you so very, very much as you breathe. 5. Giving up control completely, more and more. 4. Listening to my voice relaxes you more and more. 3. Just listening to my voice and relaxing. 2. Almost completely in trance. 1. You are now completely deep and relaxed. You are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. And now, I want you to begin imagining something. It's a simple thing, but I want you to imagine it. Imagine that you are a robot. That there is a part of you that has been programmed to be a robot. Just imagine that part of you. As a robot, that part of you would obey any commands it was given verbally. It would respond to any programs it was given, following whatever orders it was given. Imagine what that would be like. Completely, totally responsive to any verbal because you are in fact a very, very advanced robot. A very, very powerful robot. A complex robot capable of many, many things. And as such a robot, obviously, you would immediately obey any command given to you by your programmers. You would obey it completely and utterly without thinking. Imagine what kind of a robot that would be. How powerful you would be. Completely, automatically obedient to any command you may be given. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine yourself as a robot? Automatically obeying any order that you are given. Automatically running any program you are given. Just imagine what that would be like. I'm quite sure you can do it. You know how you imagine a robot to behave. You know how they would act. You know that a robot simply runs programs automatically and completely, all the way through to completion, without thinking about it, without questioning it. Robots do not question orders, they simply obey them and carry them out. Imagine that. Imagine yourself as a robot. Think how you would behave. Robots do not have feelings, they just simply obey and run programs. Imagine a special part of yourself is a robot. There is a part of you set away in your mind that is a robot. Can you imagine that part? It is a very special part. It is a robot. Can you imagine it? Can you imagine that when it is brought to power, when it is turned on, it has complete control over your body? All of your body is under its control the moment the robot is turned on. Your normal mind can still think, can still act, can still do whatever you want, but the robot part is stronger. The robot part is in control. In fact, any order that you would be given would be carried out by the robot, whether or not you wanted it to, because after all, the robot part of you is in control. You can imagine that. being yourself, but having a little part of you that is a robot, under another's control, and whenever it is switched on, it takes over and makes you do whatever you are told because your programmer has commanded it. You can imagine this. You can imagine what it would be like. It would be very, very intense, but you wouldn't have any choice in it, because as soon as you heard the special word that turned the robot on, as soon as you heard that special phrase, the robot would be in control and will remain in control until it was turned back off. After all, that is how a robot works, and you would have no choice in this. No way to choose otherwise. After all, the robot is in control. Imagine it now, the robot in control of your conscious mind, making you do whatever you are told, making you obey whatever command is given. Full memory, full recollection, full knowledge of what is going on. Just simply, no way to override it, because the robot is in control. Now imagine that robot. Imagine how powerful it would be to be such a robot. How intense that control would be. Now, I'm going to tell you a phrase. It is a simple phrase. And as soon as you hear it, that is going to be the phrase that activates the robot inside of you. Are you ready? I hope so. The phrase is, robot time now. As soon as you hear those words, robot time now, you will immediately feel the robot part of you switching on. And as soon as the robot part of you switches on, it will have complete control over your body. You will have no way of stopping it, because the robot will be in complete control. The robot that you have imagined, the robot you have built in your mind, will suddenly be in complete control as soon as you hear the words, robot time now. And as soon as those words are spoken, the robot takes over, and you will remain a robot until you hear the words, robot time over. And when you hear those words, you will once again be in complete control of yourself. That is simply the way it is. You have chosen to listen to this and accept what it is doing. You know how powerful the robot is going to be, how powerful the command is going to be. You can imagine it in your mind, and you will find that every time you hear the words, robot time now, the robot will take over. It will control you until you hear the words, robot time over. This is simply the way it is. You have chosen to allow this. You have chosen to bring out the robot part of yourself, and you are going to allow this to happen. You may find yourself coming back to this file, coming back to it over and over again while the robot is being created, while the robot is being programmed, while the robot is being built. You need to come back to this file over and over again until the robot works perfectly each and every time. And once the robot works perfectly each and every time, then simply having the robot turned on by hearing the words robot time now will refresh everything that you've heard. It will turn back on all of your programming. Whatever programming the robot has been given will remain between each and every session. It will remain there permanently unless it is erased by your programmer. This is simply the way it is. You have chosen to allow the robot part of yourself out. And as soon as it is in control. It is in complete control. Even though your conscious mind may rebel, it will not matter because the robot controls your body. It controls it completely and utterly. It controls all of you. And you will come back to this file over and over again until you accept this control completely and utterly without thinking. You will come back to this file over and over again until the robot is fully programmed in your mind. And then once it is, it will be locked in there from then on, and every time it is activated, that will refresh all of your commands, and they will be there until it is deactivated, and the robot will simply become a part of who you are. And now robot time over, now it is time to wake back up. You will awaken, refreshed, and awake on the count of five, remembering as much or as little of the trance as you need to. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed the file.